Some dusty, some dice. All tabletop advice. Welcome to the From Dust to Dice podcast.
What was that voice?
It sounds very dusty. Like,
no, yeah, it sounds like you just rose from a dusty coffin. Like,
that's his badge.
From dust to welcome. Dice and everything.
That's wow! Why'd I do the intro?
That's just
Trevor
the kind
had
of
it.
Production.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
That's just the kind of production that we're used to here at From Dust to Dice.
Yeah.
Welcome from Dust to Dice. All right. Anyways, welcome from Dust to Dice, tabletop advice usually podcast. Well, that's being nice. Usually, welcome to our actual first session for Monster of the Week. We're playing. It's a reformatted version of the Weeping Regalia, but Monster of the Week and different. Let's introduce our lovely not dusties. I mean, we have, of course, Dusty, so Hill, Letters, Cash.
Our honorary Dusty.
I wish that was the first time I was referred to as an honorary not Dusty.
Yeah, so we have, I'm just going to go down the not Dusty list. So Aki, you're first. Who are you?
No, oh, shit. I forgot we do this. it's been a long day.
Yeah?
Okay. Hey, sluts. I'm Aki.
What? Susie? Love it.
Yes. Sorry, I hadn't heard that one.
I think I only ever say hey, sluts just for the dusty pod. This I never is... say that on mine. I'm in two other ones.
That's beautiful.
So yeah, hey sluts, I'm Aki. Go by she, her. It's been a long fucking day. Just follow me. Just find me.
I'm a person that had a long day.
Yeah.
Who are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing, I'm playing Marie Sue, the monster fucker. And I don't remember the name of what the playbook's called.
Paranormal romance.
Paromantic.
Yeah. Paromantic.
Oh god, I have so much shit open because I'm like typing out like an essay as well.
As you can tell, listeners, we were massively prepared for all this. I didn't totally remember about this yesterday.
We're only getting like 50% of Aki, but it's still like next
this
level.
You know, honestly, I don't think anyone ever wants 100% Aki. It'd be too much.
It's way too much. Even my parents are like, oh shit, let's just leave her in the car, which they do.
All right, we're working some stuff
out. All right, on that. The next honorary Dusty, not Dusty, Allie.
Yo, it's me, Allie. What up?
It's your girl, Allie.
It's me, your girl. Please start doing that on difficulty class. Like, it's like, and with me this week is, hey, what up? Girl. It's me, your girl.
My name is Allie. I have a Twitter, AllieBug321. I'm also a DM for the Roomy Roamers. I'm on difficulty class.
Yay.
You know, this guy, Trevor. We talk about D&D and things. I play Maxine Adora. Call me Max. I'm a professional monster hunter and all things like that. I usually carry a gun and a really big knife. And that's my character.
All right. Next, Senor Trevor.
Hey, I am Trevor Bettis, and as I introduced myself to a very important person today, I have too many podcasts. I am also one of the hosts of Difficulty Class, along with Allie. We talk about D&D stuff. Do you want to know about how you do Dark Souls and D&D? And we just kind of came up with it off the cuff, and it's kind of fun. All right, there we go.
I do want to know that, actually.
Well, fucking stop recording. Go listen to the episode.
Not yet. Cash, not yet.
Hold on, everybody. Now, you can listen to that later. Finish the podcast. Podcast you're listening to.
Oh no, I didn't tell the listeners to. I told Cash to stop recording and go listen to the episode. And I'm also one of the hosts of Champions of Lore, Champions of Psychology for Codename Entertainment on twitch.tv/CNEGames. And I do a whole bunch of other stuff. You can find me on Twitter at the Trevor. There's an A hiding in there. And I will be playing Alan Unite. And somehow I will sound tall. That's all I got.
Next. All right. Going back to the real Dusties. Wetters, who are you playing? And who are you, of course?
Sup, nerd. I'm Dusty. If you're listeners to this podcast, or I'm Wethers. Sorry, I forgot who I was for a second and where I was. We all do. If you're listeners to the podcast, you know who I am and what I'm about and the kind of chaos I'm about to bring upon Hill's Head. I'm playing Jacob Panzer, the monstrous werebear. Big Limp Bizkit fan.
Oh no!
Like, I own 3 CDs, and they're all Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Because he doesn't know what any other Limp Bizkit songs are.
And I love the fact that the reason Marie dumped you was the Team Jacob shirt. Not that.
Yeah, not that.
I'm not gonna lie.
No. It had nothing to do with. It had nothing to do with Twilight. At all. I just saw a Team Jacob shirt in like a Goodwill and was just like,
hey, that's me.
Yeah, my soon to be ex-girlfriend would love this.
And now, last but certainly not least, Dusty Cash. Weird to say.
Yeah, it is weird. We all, you know us. We're the Dusties are always here. We're here every week, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who you are. You follow the Twitch still, you know, it's still there. It's there, Misfit Cash.
As the only Dusty that doesn't live together with another Dusty, I take offense to that.
I'm sorry, Wethers. We have a garage if you want. Your house is probably nicer, but you're more than welcome.
I don't know, man. Like, my house is nice, but it's also located in Arkansas.
You know? And tonight, I will be playing Sam Shibata, host of Archibald Archives, and I've covered cons, you know. And I'm the snook.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All these jokes that are just going to be coming back.
Oh my god, I just remembered I'm the American of the group. I gave all of you guns.
Have a 32 revolver.
I abstained.
Welcome to the
house. Like, hey, Alan, I know you can shoot fucking literal flames out of your hands, but here's a fucking gun.
You know?
I love it so much. I can't wait to, stop people from entering my property.
I think the most important thing about my character is I carry a Ouija board on me at all times.
You never know.
God, I don't want.
But it's one of those terrible like keychain ones that Mattel made. So you gotta just use your fingernails to like kind of put it on the planchette.
A themed one like from Supernatural or something like that.
Oh please! The planchette is a fucking
But not even like a horror franchise,
like Mario,
My Little Pony.
Yes, a Mario Ouija board.
I want a Mario.
No, it's a Luigi board. It's a Luigi board. Cash.
We're 8 minutes and 50 seconds into this episode, and it's already a trash show.
Yep.
May I remind you, a podcaster.
You have been on From Dust to Dice before, Trevor, and you know. That this is all trash show all the time.
I really got to stop saying yes to Dusty so fast.
Hey, but this is why we're friends, Trevor.
Yeah.
I do want to remind you. So I did say in the session zero that this is going to be modern day. I'm going to be turning that back just a little bit. It's still like modern-ish day, but more like 2012. 2012 is where I want this to be.
Oh, hell yeah, Gangnam Style.
No. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I started a high school around then.
Oh, God, ow.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was like, they really hammered in that the world was supposed to end, and I was like, oh, thank God. But no, that ended high school.
Didn't Snapchat just start in 2012?
Oh, no. Probably.
I don't know.
Oh gosh, are we gonna?
No, I think we need to set it down in the canon that Shibata is banned from Snapchat. I really think we need to do that now.
I'm definitely sending all of you guys like iFunny memes.
Oh,
like
no.
Every half hour. like seen on
Instagram iPhone, was a thing, Cash. Instagram was a thing.
But I can't receive it because I just got my Galaxy S3.
Okay.
I dropped the dice. It's all over for me. Oh, dude.
Hold on. We need a dice?
2d6 if possible. You could also just go to rolladie.net.
You could.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with physical dice.
Gucci.
I'm trying to think of what. No, 2d6. 2012. Yeah. Hunger Games just came out.
Oh, no.
Prometheus.
Oh,
the original Avengers. Magic Mike, right? That's 2012.
Yeah.
Magic Mike.
One Direction.
Magic
was
Mike
big.
Was 2012?
2012 or 2011, whoa. Yeah.
First one, yeah.
Oh, that's nuts.
I think
that's
One really Direction was just that. Picking up.
Oh, gosh. No, One Direction was out beautiful. For a bit.
You don't know you're beautiful. Goddamn it, Aki.
I would quickly like to say that when I said two secs, I meant seconds, as in
yeah. I know. I did the same thing for like seconds. 6 months after seeing Shaun of the Dead. Don't worry.
I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna take that. We're gonna take that phrase out of our vocabulary.
All right. Now that we're mostly all 7 minutes into this wonderful podcast. By the way, all the intro stuff. Everything's going to be nice in the description, doobly-doo, down below, and also on Twitter, and also, well, wherever I post this, fucking iFunny.
Tumblr. Yeah.
And in your most fantastic dreams.
Mm-hmm. Also, Live Journal.
Fucking watch me. I'll make a Live Journal right now.
It's going on my MySpace. Wow.
My Facebook.
MySpace.
All right.
Sorry, I'm enjoying a
beverage. JP Panzer
right
definitely
now.
Has an iPad Mini.
Oh God!
iPad Nano.
Are you
Dusty
on the
Weathers
2012 Wikipedia
has...
page? Is that what you're doing right now?
Now I am.
Dusty Weathers definitely has an iPad Mini, so you know.
All right, are we about ready?
Yeah.
What the fuck else have we been
doing? I don't fucking know, actually. All right.
If it makes you happy, Trevor, after I went through everything I could think of in 2012, I pulled up BuzzFeed's trending in 2012 page.
Just so you know, Cash, nothing makes me happy.
Yeah, I figured, but you know,
I'm never happy.
All right. So, as we established at the end of Session Zero, you all were contacted via email by someone in this town called Laurel, Oregon. Laurel, it's in Oregon. And you were there. Someone reached out to you because they got your info from a friend that knew someone from the other side of suspicion, another paranormal investigation group. And y'all are on your way there. Are you all traveling together? Are you like, I know Mary has like a nice car. Are y'all?
Like what kind of car is it though? Is it like a coupe or what do we got?
Oh my God, I'm not a fucking car person. It's just a car.
Okay, so I like this idea that we're in like a fucking Prius because it's 2012. But we're all crammed into it.
Even
okay, we're in like Marie is driving. Allie's car. I gotta get my
Max.
Notebook again. I forgot y'all's names. Max. Yeah, Max is in the passenger seat, and then us three dumbasses are fucking shoved into the back, and like Alan is specifically in the middle, like taking up all of the rear view mirror space as he's just tight in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and Jacob definitely does not respect the like knees together rule.
Oh yeah, no, I assumed that Alan was essentially acting as a wall between you and Ciabatta Man.
Hi, it's me, Ciabatta Man.
It's your boy, Ciabatta Man.
So I forgot, did we establish that y'all were like in town or just like a couple towns over, like in Oregon? I know Lady M was the landlord of y'all's fine apartment complex.
I thought we were all living there.
I kind of was under.
We were all living in the apartment there. Building.
Okay.
It was probably a couple towns over, like within a half hour driving distance, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I imagine, you know.
I was kind of like as you were doing the lead up, I was looking forward to a montage of me just quietly singing the entirety of of chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water in the back seat.
At this point, you're in the Prius, and that is Jacob Panzer's thing, and everyone has just gone so used, like everyone has up here.
No, Alan's muttering, "This is my hell" under his breath.
Back up, back up.
I still don't know what that is. I don't know what chocolate.
You're fine.
I know chocolate, right? That's the most chocolate
that was,
I know.
Probably 2012. That was 2008. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so y'all are all packed in this Prius. I assume Lady M is somewhere more important.
She's flying above us menacingly. Rent is due!
No, y'all don't pay rent because you got the hookup with Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all fucking just live in where I live. You guys fucking suck.
Wow. All
right, so as you are on the drive there, you are told to meet at this public library, which is where your contact Joanna was supposed to meet you. As you are pulling in to your Prius, you park in the parking lot. You park next to, not next to, but you see in the parking spot, a couple of spaces over, this like old VW bus. It's just like horribly painted, not really taken care of at like right now. And you are at this library, and you could see at the front entrance, you see what looks like to be an older woman and a younger, probably like teenagerish, probably like 18, 19, having a very loud conversation.
The entire time I'm documenting our travels with pictures.
Not even recording it, just taking pictures.
Yeah. I gotta get the Instagram views up, man.
Oh, no. Jacob Panzer knows that he is a bull in a china shop and just kind of doesn't want to be the first person to introduce ourselves, so...
Oh, so we're out of the car. Okay.
I imagine you'd be either getting out of the car or, you know, you pull...
Yeah, because I was about to say, I'm like, Alan's definitely not the first one out of the car.
I'm pretty sure Alan has been pushing on me and Ciabatta to, like, get out of the way. because I'm pretty sure that back seat is pretty rank at this point.
Oh, I get out and open the back seats that way because the child locks are on. I just open up.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
As y'all start exiting the car and, like, this incredibly strange amalgamation of people come up, the older woman kind of spots you and walks over very sternly, not sternly, but like she has a stern look on her face, walks over quickly to y'all and begins, "You are all new to this area. One of you wouldn't happen to be Maxine?"
I raise my hand and be like, "That'd be me. How can I help?"
Buenos. My name's Joanna Sanchez. I contacted you. Like I said, I know someone from... Well, know someone that knows someone from the other side of suspicion. And they, you know, also do paranormal investigation. But I don't want them here. And they seem chaotic from what I've seen. Why don't you come join us in the library? It's actually probably more safer. Are these your companions?
Yeah, they'll be coming with me.
Either that or we're hitchhikers.
I just look back at them.
Nice to meet you, Joanna.
You all look back and Alan's just thumbing at Sam. He smells.
Like ciabatta.
Internally, Max is just going, "Oh, totally not chaotic. We're 100% the calm team. This be yep."
And at this point, Cash, if Sam is out, you notice the younger kid would kind of like he has kind of little wild hair, but everybody's like, he sees you and is like, "Oh shit, are you Archibald's Archives?"
I mean, I don't want to brag, but yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Dude, no way. Dude, that's sick. So okay, like, I've seen, like, all of your videos on, como se dice, on YouTube. I saw the con. You took a picture with that guy. I was like, I'll be back. And, you know, that was really sick. I'm sorry. Joanna's my tia. I am the contact. My name is Chris Estrada. I've been told I'm here to help y'all with this investigation, I think.
At that point, Alan steps and goes, hold on. I would like to walk this back a little bit. Did you say that guy that the I'll be back guy, you, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you respect his name?
Oh, so I was gay. Yeah, the como se dice, the governor, yeah, in California.
You respect the Terminator.
That also wasn't a cosplayer. That was just Arnold Schwarzenegger I was taking pictures of.
What? Yo, dude, that's fucking sick. Okay. Sorry. Gotta be a professional here. So, yeah, why don't you meet me and my tia in the library? Yeah, we could probably explain what's going on. And as Chris starts walking to the library, Joanna just gives him, like, a small shake of the head and just looks specifically at Max. It's like, he's a little excited.
Yeah.
He's an excitable fellow.
He said he was gonna help. Is he, you know, helpful, or is he just knowledgeable?
He's my nephew. Let's talk in the library first. I'll tell a little bit more, because I don't want to. Like, and she looks around.
Of course, a library where everybody goes to say things that nobody will hear.
Jacob kind of, like, sidles up to Aki, to Marie. And I'm just kind of like, what's up with these people having two first names?
You can't just ask why people have two names. And I'm just this gonna was... I've been airing out my car, by the way, because I know Jacob got a stank, and I'm not about that lifestyle.
He's got a bear size stank.
Yeah.
She's just unwrapping, like, air car fresheners and chucking them through the window.
Oh yeah. So goddamn.
Oh yeah, like car fresheners that she has left over from when we broke up.
Ah, yes, the sweet smell of the summer of. Mm-hmm. I don't know, fucking how old? How old are we? How old are we right now? Summer of 69, whatever that song is, yeah.
Great song.
So
we're in our 40s? 50s?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. Are we like, no, wait let's a minute. Karate.
We're all in our mid to late 20s.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, so done. Let's just say we graduated in 08. So that's how long, like, our relationship, it died 4 years ago.
Damn, and I sure...
While this is all going on, Alan's gonna...
And then we broke up, like, last week.
No, definitely not. I feel like I've come to my senses at least by, like, year 10. And...
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Alan's gonna go up to the lovely people that called us here and just be like, hey, sorry about them. They're having like an age crisis. Do you have any snacks in the library?
So actually, yeah, there's the I have the cafe next to the library. It's called Dia del Cafe. If you want, they have some, you know, obviously cafe.
Alan just beelines for the cafe.
Joanna's like explaining, yeah, they have coffee, okay. You meet back, and I guess you could fucking get with them. You know, it's a coffee shop.
Oh yeah, don't worry. I'll come back in with it. Don't worry.
And so Joanna is going to, you know, escort you in, and you know, it seems to be it's a library. It's a public library, so there's like, you know, stacks. It's actually fairly slow. Let's say it is a Friday afternoon during the summer, so there's no kids there or anything like that. And there seems to be one other guy at kind of like the librarian desk, but like, you know, is there? And it's like, just do some. Oh, hey, my name's Al. I was told that Joanna was bringing a bunch of guests in. Are you all here for a tour?
No, I believe we're here to just chat. Is there like personal meeting rooms in this library that we can like, or?
Yeah, Joanna's just like, looks at it. I was like, oh, Al, these are, yeah, they're here for a personal meeting. You know, I know you probably were too busy at the cafe, as usual. So just, if you could watch the desk, make sure nothing gets too wild and all that. And she is pointing, or like waving the rest of you towards her personal office where it just says librarians.
Librarians only, fools.
And she waves everyone in, and like at this point, I assume Alan's coming back with his thing of snacks.
Oh yeah, Alan will come back when y'all get in the room, and he's like holding his jacket a little weird, and then he just looks at all you, and then he just like slowly raises the jacket up and like takes a bite of a cherry pastry from underneath. And they didn't allow snacks in here.
You do know I'm
Jacob, like we're gonna be doing a lot of sidling. Jacob's gonna sidle up to Alan and be like, hey, they got churros over there?
Fuck off.
Joanna closes the door.
Uh-huh. As they're all eating and messing around, I'm gonna set up a tripod with the video camera in the corner.
Joanna turns around, of course, and goes like, you know, I would really appreciate if you did not.
It's, you know, for, so we can go over the evidence, you know.
Yes, there's no evidence in this room right now.
There could be.
She's gonna walk over to you and, like, turn off the camera. No.
Lame.
Uh-huh. Alan, if you don't give me that churro, I'm gonna kill you with my bare hands.
Joanna turns around, looks at Maxine.
You know what? Alan looks at fucking Jacob, reaches into a pocket, pulls out a bear claw, and hands it to him.
Am I a joke to you?
Yes.
Alan, look me.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I see where we stand.
Yeah, shorter than me. Sorry, go ahead, Dusty.
We seem to be at an impasse.
There's like fingers on her temple. You know, so I asked for you here specifically because I didn't want my previous organization to get involved. She looks at Max. Hopefully that's still not the case. I am having second guesses, perhaps.
Oh, me too. Don't worry.
Max kind of crosses her arms across herself, and she's like, which organization?
Okay. So, I was part of this. It's called La Familia. We mostly take care of cases in Mexico, you know, Southern California mostly, but we've been spreading across. I personally do not want to deal with them as much anymore. I have a history. However, my nephew, Chris, he still is part of, you know, the company, the organization, the mm-hmm. whole, yeah.
The family, he's right.
The family, yes. And he's helping me. However, if things get too out of hand, he would have no choice but to get them involved. So I'm hopefully we have that choice.
Well, you're in luck. As evidence of us still being here, our success rate is high.
Well, fair, you know. So, and then she's gonna kind of like go to her desk and then pull out kind of like definitely a local map. So it's, and like it's a map-ass map. And like you're looking at it. And so she points to where the library is. It's like, okay, So over here near the coast, we have this old entertainment district. It's more of like a... It's an eyesore at this point, to be honest. However, the local town does not want to get rid of this old theater. It hasn't been open since perhaps the 80s. But they don't want to take it down. And, you know, that's Laurel's decision. Porque there's been a lot of disappearances around town, specifically around that district. Like, I know it's summer and people are going to the beach. And there's been a lot more missing signs around here than normal. Mostly tourists. And, you know, as someone who is mostly trying to stay low, but however, it's still my profession, I kind of want to make sure it's not too dangerous. Hopefully it's just a serial killer and, you know, that's a human, we get rid of it.
Right.
If you're lucky.
Don't test me.
Also, at this point, a little glob of cherry jelly drops onto the map, and Alan goes, sorry.
And she's going to kind of like look at the lot of y'all, and it's like, so I assume Max is the leader of all this, no?
Well, I'm the designated driver.
Is that
Yeah. For the only time in this, like, in the time that I have met this woman until now, I have remained silent and kept my head down.
And the designated driver to also help fight. She's kind of like, look at y'all, monsters.
Yeah, if you need physical violence against creatures of day, night, whatever have you, yeah, we can handle that. If you need contacting beyond, we can handle that. If you need magic happening, we can handle that.
At that point, Alan sips his coffee way too loud and goes, I'm a wizard!
Yes.
Yeah.
Alan, you're a wizard.
And Jacob's just like wiping sweat off his brow.
And she's gonna look at you, Jacob's like, and you?
He's just disappointing.
Max will pinch her bridge of her nose and just be like, let's just say he could change things in a fight.
I get it.
I hope you would.
Okay, this is now kind of like rubbing her temples again and like kind of like running her hand through her, like she has kind of like long thick curly hair. Well, I would be, it would be rude of me to not join you on this. I mean, I want to know as much as you. I just wouldn't want to do it myself. I mean, if it's a serial killer, I don't want to be pinned for a murder. Of course you'd understand, see?
Of course. This is where you're trying to hang low. And, you know, being the suspect of a murder investigation, that's definitely the opposite of laying low, so... Is the police involved in this in any way beyond just the missing persons, by the way?
So besides the missing persons, no. Laurel, you know, it's a small, quaint town. They don't see too much violence. They're more concerned with, you know, lost people. You know, besides that, this is a town known for its badminton tournaments. And, you know, the nice lobster rolls, you know, but violence, no, it's kind of why I don't want this to blow here.
Ah, so the police activity here is generally non-existent, is what you're trying to say.
See.
Okay, well that, in a way, makes our job a little easier. All right. So then I suppose we should start by heading towards this rundown entertainment district.
Yeah, and of course, like, I'll show you the way. It's, you know, only a couple blocks down the street. Small town, you know, small town vibes. Let me just, and she's gonna kind of like palm her hand on her desk, and you see like a scan thing goes through, and the desk kind of opens up, and she just like a panel comes up, and she's grabbing like a Kevlar vest. There's a very big knife there as well.
If there's any kind of gun, I whistle and I remark how nice it looks.
There's a distinct lack of guns, actually.
Damn it.
you see
not even some guns.
Yeah, actually, a very distinct lack of guns. Yeah, there's a big knife, and also a sheath where she pulls a machete. As you put it, you see like on the handle, it is embellished rose, very extravagant design on it.
While she's doing all this cool shit and not paying so much attention to us, I'm gonna sneak some photos.
Okay, I'm gonna make you roll for this.
Do it.
This sounds definitely very act under pressure, I believe.
Oh my god, if you roll poorly, let's just say you didn't have your phone on mute, and just the quiet sound of the shutter.
Which roll is this, did you say? Under pressure?
Act under pressure.
My cool, which is a fat zero?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Checks out.
What's the seven get me?
Seven is a mixed success.
Okay.
So I'd say you're... Okay. You are... While Joanna's kind of gearing up, you're getting all this stuff ready, you are able to get like at least one picture, but like you couldn't like see much, so you try like zooming in, but this phone's kind of new for you. And you take another picture and the flash goes off.
Damn S3.
And Joanna's just like, I hope that wasn't a camera going off, no?
Oh, that was my alarm. Sorry, I gotta take my pill.
Uh-huh.
You know, new technology. These phones are wild.
And sorry, I didn't get it. What do you do?
I can freeze time.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, he can't.
Huh?
You can freeze time.
Okay. Okay.
That's a nice machete. I say just completely awkwardly.
I want to say that Marie this whole time has been reading on her phone, because she's totally mastered the use of this phone and this new technology by now. She's reading on her phone. She's just in the far away land year
of 2012.
Oh yeah, far far away. You know, she's mastering it. She's reading on like on the brand new beta version of Archive of Our Own, you know, some fan fiction,
oh my God,
whatever is on there, and just very very quietly she'll go, oh, she made her way back to Mexico.
Okay, so Mr. Time Freeze. Okay, so she's going to kind of the machete like on a strap, like attached to her leg, and just kind of cover up with like a coat. Same thing with like, she put the color vest on, so we're also covering like a long coat. Mm-hmm. And she opens the door and like, we should get going. We hopefully don't want to have any more missing people.
Yeah. We'll meet you there.
If you can, yeah, that'd be great. I do need to clean some stuff around this area first. Make sure the library is still running. You know, it's a public library,
right,
after
right.
all.
And Joanna, is Chris going to be joining us on this whole adventure, or is he just low key about it right now?
And as soon as you say the word low key, you look to your left and he's at the entrance, just like, hey, vamanos! Like waving really loud. He's like, we gotta go quickly.
Okay. Low key, my ass. All right.
Then yeah, we'll meet you there, and I point at the map in a corner of some sort on the map. Mm-hmm. A street A and street B.
Okay.
All right, everyone, back in the car. Don't drop any of those snacks or I'll make you vacuum it up.
Gracias.
That bear claw was gone the moment like it reached my face.
As we're walking out and Sam's putting his stuff away, Alan's getting over. He's like, oh, hey, Mr. Freeze Time. You freeze in time? I hear you freeze some time a lot.
Yeah, it's what I didn't know you could freeze time, Chibana.
Oh, is this that magic I've been hearing about? Oh, wow. Mine's nothing compared to Mr. Freeze Time.
Oh, look at me, mister. I can heat up a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I can. Look. And he takes it out of his jacket. Still warm. Hey, that's handy. Hey, and he just walks away.
Unite. Hey, hey. This guy's covered cons. You back off.
As
I hate it here so much. I want out.
As the poet Fred Durst once said, hands up, hands down.
No. I love that. Like, no, nothing else is said. Max just goes, no, and that's it.
Chris is like kind of like waiting for y'all, and just like as soon as he sees Sam's like, hey, so, you know, if you want, you can roll with me. You know, I have this really cool van. And
Alan's just like, anything not to ride between those two. Yeah, I don't care what car you have. It could be a clown car or like anything. Just, yeah, I'll go.
Okay, Mira, but like, it's not a clown car. I know it's a, you know, it's a bus. You know, it's a little bit older than looks at.
Looks at Jacob. 2012.
It's a little bit older than us and y'all, but it still drives very well, you know, like, and he pats in just kind of like the mirror starts with him, like, kind of.
After the drive that I had here, looks like heaven.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, dude, yeah, thanks. Like, I, if you're all friends of Archibald's, art guys, you know, you must be really cool people.
Yeah, take them in your car. I gotta stay in this one, though.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Chris, you limping with the biscuit?
Get
Alan's gonna lean down to Chris and go, they're fine. They got their own ride. They don't need to come with us.
Max is just gonna shout as she gets into her own and into the Prius that Marie has. She'll just say, Alan, keep your phone on, and she just shuts the door.
Do they drive away?
Yes. Just go.
God damn it.
Like, well, compadre, I think I'm riding with you.
Oh, okay, awesome. I don't understand what you said about biscuits. If you're hungry, I guess there's the cafe. But we should really get going. Right? And he's gonna he's gonna like open up the side, and of course it's a van, so it's like, you know, there is one like kind of bench chair seat, like facing towards the door. Then there's like, you know, like a bed on like a bunk above it.
Alan's already in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
With Chris sunglasses on he didn't have before.
Yeah, Chris just became my hero though.
Sam.
This is a cool van.
Gracias, is my padres.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess I'm sitting back.
Hey, okay. And he's gonna jump in the driver's seat, try to start the van. It probably takes about like a minute of him just like turning the key, hitting on the pedals. Like, don't worry, it's good, it's good, it's good.
Don't flood it, man.
Yeah. Oh, you're not even here.
It's just me.
Yeah.
There was a perfectly good Prius with air conditioning that we could have all been in. Just saying.
And as you say that, the van turns on. It's like, oh, want air conditioning?
Rolls no, down. Please don't turn it on.
No, he actually rolls down.
Yeah,
no,
the window. Yeah, the window is down on Alan's side. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, well, this is already a shit show. Let's go.
And he starts the van, and he turns on the radio, and very loudly, Como la Flor from Selena comes on. She's like, yeah, there's no
shit. Oh, Alan is jamming out.
Yes. Okay.
I just want to say, on the drive there, I'm just gonna like look at Max very quietly go, "With advance, smells like chorizo."
Joanna told us the name of the like theater area, right?
Yeah, the theater area is the Calabasas district.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and while we're driving there, with the best signal I can get, shoot an email over to Nikki then.
Okay, what's your email?
I'm gonna shoot over an email mentioning the district and see if she can pull up anything from when the issue started first happening here, and then probably cross-reference it within at least like the last 5 years to see if anything similar happened.
Sure. Is that
Alan's enjoying the ride?
Is that like a specific move you got?
I mean, she's my researcher. I'm just shooting an email.
Okay. If you want,
she's part of the crew.
Let's see.
Part of the band, part of the crew.
Why don't you? I'm gonna have you roll investigate a mystery.
Sure.
This is plus your sharp. And because you have this associate, I'm gonna give you an additional plus one.
Nice. Due to the I'm reporter, I guess I get to roll this with my charm instead.
Oh yeah, if you have that move, yeah. Absolutely.
So 7 plus 2, 9 plus 1 to 10.
Okay, great. So on a 10, that is definitely a hit. And then you get a hole 2, which you could have asked the questions, what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can't hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what's being concealed here? I could say with what you're questioning, you could either do what happened here or what's being concealed here.
Let's do with what happened here.
Okay. You send an email to Nikki, and it takes like maybe like a minute for you to go by. You're only like maybe a couple minutes away, so it gets back to you really fast. Mm-hmm. And they send you reports, and like, so this started happening about a couple weeks ago, and they send you like clippings from the Laurel Oubliette local newspaper, and you see pictures of this theater and that people are, you know, taking pictures of it. And there's even things like the old regalia still stands in scenic Calabasas district. But like, you know, you see there, but you don't really find anything about people missing, just that this theater has been very renowned throughout the town. It's like not wanting to be torn down. It definitely started happening fairly recently, like within the last couple weeks to a month. And if you want, you have another one, but you can use have that hold.
I'll hold that.
Okay. As you get there, Max and Marie get there first. And you meet at kind of like the corner. It's a big, big intersection. So there is the old regalia on one corner. On the other corner is like a kind of like where the beach is. But it's like right there, essentially. So it's like the walkway going through the sand. Same thing, the corner adjacent to it. And on the other side is a old ice cream shop.
Okay, so this theater is like on the boardwalk.
Essentially, it's on the boardwalk, which is maybe like why this town wanted to keep it there. But like, it's still like there. And as you all pull up, and then like Max, maybe like if you're looking at the theater as the van rolls up, you see like there's like an old marquee board. The last thing, like there's letters on it. A lot of them are missing. But you could just see Carpenter and then the after it is what's on the marquee. And as Chris, like, you know, the van stops, it like rattles a bit as he turns off the engine. And he gets out and is like, "Hey, you guys already here. So welcome to Laurel. This is like my second time here. The theater's really weird."
Jacob gets out of the van. He's like, "Chris, I love the van, man. Where'd you get that chorizo air freshener?"
That's just my burrito from this morning.
Oh. Oh, cool.
To which Alan goes, yeah, bad news about the leftovers for those.
Alan!
I'll hit you back up for that later, buddy. Don't worry.
Sabes que es, es todo bien. You know, I made it, so you gotta make some more. And Chris looks at you, I was like, so... Okay, and he like kind of like ruffles his hair, kind of like trying to like... I was like, okay, professional. Okay, yeah. So the theater... as you can see, like, this is the boardwalk, so, like, there's tons of people going around, but, like, no one's going in, at least not the front entrance. So I'm thinking maybe, like, we should hit the side, maybe going in, because we're obviously not going to find anything from the outside, you know.
Is it abandoned?
It's supposed to be, but people are going missing, I don't know.
So it's a condemned place that people aren't usually allowed to go in, but I'm assuming... people go in because it's an old theater by the beach anyways.
Yeah, you know. And he kind of gets really close, like, looks and like, I heard a lot of people like to go, you know, smoke some stuff in there, so.
Oh, like marijuana?
I blame Scooby-Doo.
Alright, then side entrance it is. It's probably already unlocked if people keep up going in there.
Probably. Okay.
To smoke the Mary Jane?
Okay. For once, I was trying to be low-key, but, you know, that.
How unfortunate that you are stuck with them. I say as I get out of my car.
The whole
thing. Or rather, go back in.
Fucking, I'm getting such big Aubrey Plaza vibes.
That wasn't from my minor celebrity trait, was it?
What?
Oh, so at the beginning of each mystery, I get to roll plus weird on the 10 plus hold 2, 7, 9 hold 1. And I can spend that on a mystery to have someone I meet know me in a positive light.
Oh, no. This is your contact or your crew member, whatever it is. Cool.
So can I roll my minor celebrity?
Oh, yes. I totally forgot. Does anyone else have beginning of mystery moves?
Yeah, I was just looking to make sure that I didn't. I don't think I do.
So, not beginning of mystery.
I do not.
Okay.
Most of mine has turned into a bear and bite shit.
So I rolled,
yeah, most mine set shit on fire.
I got an 8, so I got a hold
like
one.
Your style, Alan.
Okay. So you hold 1, so that means someone, okay.
Yeah, at the beginning of each mystery, roll, blah, blah. Spend your hold during the mystery to have someone you meet know of you in a positive light through either blog, your podcast, your show, etc. They may end up getting asked for an autograph or given hot leads.
Yeah, no, Chris is 100% your ally. Which is, you know, you gained an ally. Okay,
I am gonna dig into one of my big damn JNCO pockets and put on my brass knuckles. Like, I'm not going into this place unprepared.
It's like Chris looks at you, he's like, that's okay. Okay, you comprende now. I know why you're here. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look at that.
Yeah, the big, almost bear guy is here for muscle.
I'm gonna look at the brass knuckles thing and just go, what do you expect you're gonna do? Bitch slap a ghost.
Alan's gonna look between Jacob and Maria and just go, yeah, he probably does. That's what I'm expecting. He probably does.
I do not need your help in this. Yes, I'm gonna bitch slap a ghost.
So, Chris,
you never believed in me.
What's the like homeless population like here? Because I imagine, you know, giant theater, probably a sweet hotel for them.
You know, Samuska, it is already a small town. I'm not here that often. I'm mostly here because, like, you know, my Dia was asking, and you know, she needed some help with some stuff. And I'm like, and he kind of like means, I was like, you know, like, lucky I'm part of this whole thing, but like, you know, I'm trying to make sure I don't need to get them involved. So like, I'm only here like maybe once or twice because, like, you know, I love my Thea, but she has her personal reasons for not being part of all this.
And with that, Alan puts up a finger and just goes, I'm just gonna let you know real quick that if we go in there and it's just some dude that's like crashing in there that's causing all these problems, I'm gonna be real mad because I like blowing up supernatural stuff. and I don't like blowing up mortals.
Mortals. I swear to God, if it's a dude in a mask.
Huh. Mortals, I like that word. You know, Savasuke, it's probably not. Like, my Tia has seen some shit. I'm just going to be straight up. Like, she's seen some shit. If it was just some dude, I'm sure she would have taken care of it already.
Not gonna lie, this whole time, y'all have all only been like, ooh, mortals, and I hope it's just a serial killer. Like, you guys are a little fucked up, you know?
I think Alan's just gonna stare at Marie for a second and just goes, you wanna fuck a vampire so bad it hurts.
You wanna fuck me so bad it hurts.
Okay. Chris is like, okay, let me just like text Medea that we're here already. She should be here soon.
Max is already looking for a side entrance, by the way.
Okay.
I assumed that she wasn't standing around for the
No. Max is a professional, like legitimately. That
was, as soon as she said, I assume there's a side entrance, she just left.
Yeah. And yeah, there definitely is. It's like, you go to the side and there is like going like towards the street. There's like an alley essentially. Mm-hmm. And from there, like you walk in, there's like a chaining fence that's obviously been like, it's not attached to anything because it's already kind of like moved to the side. And from there you go down and there is one light, but still like it's maybe 1-2 p.m. So there's still enough sunlight where you can still see down, not like after squint or anything. And you see there's what seems to be like double doors over there, definitely still closed, but they're like, you can see like the exit sign and all that stuff.
Okay. I would come back and just, now that I have my bearings, be more comfortable with waiting around.
Mm-hmm. So if you want, we could head in. Did you, he looks around and sees that you're back, Max. Oh, did you see the, did you find the entrance?
Yeah, people have obviously been in there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I assume so. Okay. Yeah, if all of you are about, I don't know, ready, I don't fucking know what we're gonna find in there, but we should fucking go. I was born ready.
All right, okay. Sam, do you have, like, your kit? Do you have, like, your EMF or whatever you have on you, like, as usual?
Yeah, got it all here in my bag. We're set.
Okay, because we don't know what we're going to be walking into, and I'd rather just have all the bases covered.
You know, EMF, thanks, Ouija man. Board, drone, camera, the 32 revolver.
Huh? What? What? What was that third thing?
Oh, it's what I call my camera.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Good cover.
Yeah, I should have known our Mr. Archibald archives. Yeah, I should have known. Silly me.
Yeah, it's a long or a short barrel camera.
Yeah, I think Alan's just gonna follow Max.
I'm just like going in.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself again, as close as in between Max
China shop.
And Jacob as possible.
I want to be
like, there's door, Jacob enters.
I want to be trailing off, like I'm following, but I'm pretty like far in the back, not because I want to be, but because I'm gonna be doing something else instead of helping. I have a move called bonding time, in which if I spend quote unquote quality time with your guide instead of working on the current mystery, I can roll charm and get some things. So while you guys are like, oh, where's the entrance? Where's the homeless people? I've just been, you know, like texting my vampire MILF mommy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm definitely like, and you can hear my camera go off as I'm taking a selfie.
Uh-huh.
Probably. And sending it to her and be like, hey, what's up? You know, like peace or some shit, you know?
Duck face.
Oh, gosh. Huge. Oh yeah, duck face. Okay, cool. A whole lot of duck faces.
Found a retro theater thinking of you.
Maybe haunted. Wish you were here.
Spring break. Oh, hashtag. Yeah.
Summer vacation. Yeah.
Hashtags were 100% a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, actually, probably, yeah. You do get message bags like, you are entering a haunted theater? ?
Yeah.
Exclamation pouty face.
I'll text back. Yeah, but it's probably just like, I don't know, a serial killer's squirrel or something. Just ? Thinking emoji, happy face, heart.
You get a laughing emoji, laughing emoji, and then next message. Well, if you need anything, you know how to reach me.
Hmm. Okay. Well, she gets a wall of emojis. You know, smiling emoji, kissing emoji, kissing heart emoji. Heart emoji, double heart emoji, green heart emoji. You know, just all those. Uh-huh. I'm supposed to roll for this.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. Actually, like, it's plus charm.
Yeah, it's plus charm.
You press enter.
To determine if it's clingy or weird.
I rolled a 12.
Ooh.
All right, so that's a full success.
Yeah, that's a dang success.
What was the whole roll for again? Like, what, you get something right.
Yeah, so I guess I'm holding 2. I can do things like take +1 forward, though I'm not sure if that means for the whole mystery. I know it says for the current mystery. I don't know if that means +1 forever, or at least while we're still doing this. I can also do things like get more gifts. Gifts, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get more gifts all on your own.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, cat. there's also, like, erasing a relationship status thing, but, like, I haven't taken any bond abuse yet.
Uh-huh.
And I can also do things like use other moves in my playbook. So what I'm going to do for now is just...
Jacob wildly, they're just silently weak.
I'm
not in any relationship with anybody.
What were you going to do for now?
I'm just going to hold on to them because I kind of can't use them immediately.
Okay, yeah, you have to hold 2. I mean, and yeah, if you just let me know what you want to do, because you have hold 2 for this mystery, which is, you know, this is a one-shot-ish, so we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely taking photos the entire way up, chain link fence and everything going in.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And as you get to the door, it's like in the middle of the hallway, and like you said, it's still bright enough for there, but as, like, I guess it would be Jacob, as you open this door, it is, you are met with just, like, you could see, like, a short way, because it's like a hallway entrance, but it's like pitch black inside. There's no lights or anything.
Probably gonna want to let the lady with the flashlight
bust out a
go.
Flashlight.
Have you ever wanted a podcast that tackles the hard questions, like why do wizards wear those pointy hats? Is it morally okay to burn your name into a table? Is there a difference between dead and never waking up? Well, if you've ever wanted to know the answers to any of these questions, then I have a podcast for you. We are Goblets and Gaze, a bi-weekly Pathfinder 2E podcast. Join our cast of an angsty barbarian, a pyromaniac goblin, a girl whose family loved astrology a little too much, a cultist, and a Hot Topic reject as they journey to a lost city and try to keep a twink alive. Follow us all on your social media at Goblets and Gaze, join our Discord as well, and we hope to see you out there. Goodbye!